Transportation objectives. Transportation and warehousing are key logistics functions that need to be in balance. Supply chain managers weigh the costs of warehousing to reduce lead times against the costs of transportation. The transportation market has long been deregulated, which places the power and responsibility of refining the supply chain's transportation tactics in the hands of logistics and supply chain professionals. Success in transportation planning and administration will provide tangible benefits to the organization's bottom line. The primary objective of transportation is product movement, carrying goods and materials between supply chain partners and customers. A secondary objective is providing temporary storage for in-transit inventory. Product movement. Since the movement of materials around the supply network is both necessary and expensive, controlling the time, money, and environmental impacts of product movements is of strategic importance. Efficient use of time. Efficient use of time is a factor in developing a successful transportation strategy, because inventory in transit isn't available for use in production or for sale to customers. This puts a premium on moving materials and goods as infrequently and as rapidly as possible, but the premium isn't absolute. There are trade-offs to consider, since faster transport modes are expensive. Transportation costs also trade off against inventory costs. Tactics such as just-in-time delivery emphasize reduction of inventory costs, and one method of keeping down inventory is to ship more frequently, thus possibly raising transportation costs. Efficient use of money. Efficient use of money provides a complex set of challenges to the transportation planner. As always, it is advisable to consider all the factors that contribute to total cost. You want to become more cost-efficient in one area without raising costs by a greater amount in another area. Line haul costs need to be determined. These are defined in the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary as the cost of carrier operations to move a container of freight, including driver's wages and usage depreciation. These vary with the cost per mile, the distance shipped, and the weight moved. This cost is commonly expressed in relation to the hundredweight, CWT, of the shipment. Line haul costs include the following. Vehicle costs. A supply chain partner can choose between controlling its own fleet of vehicles, hiring transportation as needed, or contracting with a carrier for a longer term. With a company fleet, the company incurs internal costs for financing, leasing, and depreciation. In a global supply chain, there are additional challenges that can make it extremely difficult to control your fleet worldwide. With commercial or public transportation, the company incurs external costs, driver/operator costs. Unless the mode of transport is a pipeline, transportation includes the cost of labor required to operate the vehicle, drivers for trucks, pilots, co-pilots, and crew for air transport, engineers for rail, and so forth. Driver shortages can drive up costs due to higher market wages, difficulties with certification, lack of investment capital, and expanded regulation. Vehicle operating costs. Operating and maintaining a fleet of owned or leased vehicles requires expenditures for repairs, cleaning, parking, etc. as fuel prices rise. Operating expenses increase for road, air, rail, and water transportation. One way in which steamship companies are minimizing their costs is by running their ships more slowly to consume less fuel, which increases delivery time. For example, Wärtsilä, a ship engine producer, has calculated that reducing cargo ship speed from 27 to 18 knots results in a 59% fuel savings at a cost of one extra week in transit between the Far East and Europe, or fuel savings of more than US $2 million for a one-way trip. Other companies use semi-trucks without sleeping cabs or extra wheels to reduce the overall weight. General and administrative costs. Funds must be allocated to management of the transportation function. Insurance and security costs. With a private fleet, a company pays insurance costs to cover a variety of security concerns. Products may be damaged, lost, or stolen in transit. Transporting hazardous materials requires extra expense for insurance coverage for security and to comply with regulations. Air, rail, and water transport must provide protection against terrorism as well as vandalism and theft. Minimal harm to environment. Finally, transportation of all types makes demands on the environment, some of which show up as costs of doing business. Transportation constitutes a large portion of domestic petroleum consumption in the United States and a rapidly growing amount in other areas of the world, especially in emerging economies such as China and South Asia. As supply chains extend over increasing distances, fuel for commercial transport and the pollution that goes with it are bound to become increasingly problematic. The costs of fuel, and the associated pollution add to the reasons for managing transportation and information efficiently. However, some progress is being made on this issue both in the U.S. and the European Union. For the neighboring ports of Los Angeles and Long Beach, California, the Clean Truck Program was signed into law in 2008, requiring diesel-powered, short-haul drayage trucks to meet new environmental standards that will reduce their air pollution by 80%. Drayage trucks transport shipping containers from docks to off-site warehouses. Trucks that do not meet the standards currently pay a fine, but will eventually be banned from Los Angeles and Long Beach. Since these ports handle nearly 45% of container goods entering the U.S., this is a significant step in reducing harmful pollutants in these areas. Also, by 2023, per the California Air Resources Board, almost all heavy trucks in California need to have a 2010 or newer engine model year. A special retrofit filter is currently required for older models. The U.S. EEPS Clean Air Non-Road Diesel Rule, also known as Tier 4, affecting industrial equipment, generators, and transportation infrastructure such as heavy forklifts and airport service equipment, was fully implemented in 2015, reducing allowed particulate matter and nitrogen oxides. Ultra-low sulfur diesel was also fully implemented in 2014 for non-road, locomotive, and marine engines. It was fully phased in for trucks in 2011. The European Union has established low emission zones, LEEZs, in which high polluting trucks are prohibited. Specifically, regulations prohibit higher emission heavy duty diesel trucks from entering certain EEU cities. Vehicle emissions are classified into Euro standards for the vehicles they apply to. Trucks are rated Euro VI, Euro V, Euro IV, etc., with the lower numbers having more restrictions due to their higher emissions or lack of particulate filter or catalytic converter. Before a truck enters into an LEZ, the driver must know the emissions standard for that particular vehicle. For more information on emission standards, see the links in the Online Resource Center. The European Union also places restrictions on the movement of trucks, both to reduce traffic congestion and to encourage more efficient transport modes. For example, in Switzerland and Austria, for Alps crossings, there are truck bans during the night and during some days. Trucks are encouraged to use piggyback rail transport. Note that transportation also affects the environment through water and noise pollution. Adopting fuel-efficient vehicles and developing new fuels that aren't petroleum-based may slow the growth trend, but any declines resulting from fuel efficiency will be balanced against greater consumption of other resources as markets continue to develop around the world. Not all of these effects are reflected in the costs of doing business. Temporary storage. Transportation vehicles are not designed for long-term storage and are generally not used for that purpose. Nevertheless, it can sometimes be more economical to warehouse inventory in a vehicle than to unload, store, and reload the carrier. However, that necessitates space to park the vehicle, and fees are charged for temporary parking of a trailer. Carrier charges and fees are also added when land or water vehicles are retained beyond a specified loading or unloading time. Those charges are called demurrage fees if they involve rail freight cars or ships, and detention fees if they pertain to truck trailers. If the goods to be stored need to be kept at a certain temperature, refrigerated trailers may be kept running as long as temporary storage is needed, but this can be quite costly. Three situations provide the most frequent examples of the use of vehicles for temporary storage. Short-term storage. Trailers and railcars sometimes park at a facility without being unloaded if the contents need to be stored, but are scheduled to move again in a few days. In the global arena, logistics parks, designated areas for storage and distribution built to complement industrial zones, are a growing option for efficient short-term storage. Some trucking companies have their trucks set up with two trailers so the driver can park one temporarily outside an urban area. After the first delivery, the driver retrieves the second trailer and delivers those goods. Logistics warehouses in China are classified as either bonded or non-bonded. Bonded logistics parks, BLPS, are often located near ports and serve as cost-effective holding areas where shipping orders can be consolidated from various locations before being exported. Non-bonded logistics parks, which have cheaper rental rates than BLPS, are increasingly being developed on the expanding road network, such as that connecting Shanghai to other cities in the Yangtze River Delta. Crowded facility. If a warehouse is too full to accept the contents of an arriving truck or railcar, some of the contents of the warehouse may be loaded into another vehicle. The vehicle then takes a slower and often cost-equivalent or cheaper route to its destination. In other cases, the limited shipping dock capacity at the outgoing facility may be the reason to ship something early, but by slower method. In some cases, the cost equivalent but slower method will be intermodal. The trade-off in extra transportation time and costs must be balanced against the enhanced storage capacity. Changed destination. With global positioning to track in transit inventory, the destination could be changed mid-route. One generally needs to select a destination to release an order. Reasons to divert a shipment of goods while in transit include to make the best use of available warehouse space or to accommodate changes in customer orders, such as last-minute cancellations or new orders. In the case of crude oil, in many cases the oil is traded on the market as soon as the tanker is underway toward a general destination like the U.S. West Coast, and the delivery time frame continually grows shorter as trading continues. The final owner chooses the specific destination based on the best available deal.